And coming up in just a little bit, it's 28 minutes after the hour here, we are going to have a little visit, a little extra guest here with Caroline Blazofsky. Please explain, Caroline. She does this really cool thing where she comes to your house, she tests your house.
Oh, it's very cool. Well, actually, you do the test yourself, and then she analyzes it.
Well, that's because she doesn't want to get involved when she's
And I'll tell you all about it, because my house, as I've told Betsy, was absolutely perfect in every way. So I'll tell you exactly.
He's practically perfect in every way.
Well, that we always knew, but now we know his house is
toxin-free.
I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, we're going to find out how to test your house for toxins. It's coming up in minutes. Stick close to Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112.
I'm Zach Kozin, and you're listening to Martha Stewart Living Radio on Sirius 112.
Welcome back. This is Morning Living on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius Channel 112. All the best how-to advice and inspiring ideas to make this a great day.
It's 32 minutes after the hour here at Martha Stewart Living Radio and Morning Living. It's Sirius 112. My name is Kim Fernandez with Betsy Koretnik. Dr. Brent Rich has been here. We've been talking about, you know, health and health questions. A lot of folks have very interesting advice. I love the fact that people are calling in. We had a question about cramps. You know, and then Martha Stewart listeners are so smart. I'm telling you, they're the smartest listeners ever, and they call in with solutions. I am running to the health food store after this, because if that actually works with cramps, it's all good.
It changed her life.
That's what she said.
Life.
All right, so 866-675-6675. Joining us now, Caroline Blazofsky. I want to make sure I get it right. National Healthy Home Expert and Certified Indoor Environmentalist. You are also the owner of My Healthy Home. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Caroline, I want to know how Dr. Brent's house really is. Tell me the inside scoop.
Well, his house is pretty phenomenal. I have to give him a lot of credit.
Yeah, see? Betsy didn't believe me.
No, I believed you. Anyone who brings in their own report for backup.
Look, here's my report on my house. That's what he did.
You know, his house is actually very good, and he keeps his skin cell dander down to minimal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do not shed.
Let's talk about what we're testing for first.
Let me tell you, a lot of sloughing.
Let me tell you. I thought Caroline had heard me, I forget, on the radio or on the Martha Show one, talking about healthy living and how here at Martha Stewart we believe that your health is affected by everything around you, everything in your environment, what you bring into your house, what you put into your body, the things that you do with your body, etc. And so we had a phone conversation. She was telling me about her philosophy, and lo and behold, we think alike. And she was telling me that she had this company, My Healthy Home, that tests the quality of the air in your home. And I thought, oh, well, that sounds really kind of difficult. And as everyone knows, I had just bought this farm upstate. And I thought, well, you know, I should test the air up there to see how healthy the farm is. Because I'm always telling people, oh, I'm bringing you organic eggs and I'm bringing you organic tomatoes. Well, how healthy is that environment up there? And so she sent me this kit, and the kit was so easy. It was actually pretty fun to do. It's this little pump and four, I think it was four cartridges. Was it four, Caroline?
Correct, four.
Four cartridges. And you put the little pump in first outside your home and then in three areas of your home. And the pumps...
Well, where outside your house? Like on your porch or something?
I put it on my porch.
Okay.
Yeah. And because you need to get kind of a baseline of what the environment, outside environment is like. And the pump sucks air into these little cylinders from the various parts of your home. And then you send it in, and they analyze the rooms of your home. And so what I did was I did on the front porch, I did in my kitchen, I did in the master bedroom, and I did in the basement.
Now, and what's the analysis telling you? You have what in your house?
Well, it's looking at molds and dander, things that are allergies.
Oh, don't ever come to my house, Caroline.
Things that are allergies.
Ever. I have three dogs. Go ahead.
And then what's even better about it is that you, well, you get this beautiful report that kind of explains everything, all, you know, everything in detail. But even better is that you get this consultation from Caroline that describes everything for you.
Do you also give solutions? Like, if my house is full of mold, Caroline, are you like, okay, here's what you need to do. Did that happen to you, Dr. Brand?
Well, my house is perfect.
She does
have all of the resources. She's like, she has it all.
Your house was perfect?
It was perfect.
I'm so surprised.
Well, he had a little bit of mold in the basement.
Okay.
Don't sell me out now, Caroline.
He's got mold
don't
in his
sell
basement.
Me out. I have an image to uphold.
Very little.
Well, I actually have to step out to go go be a movie star.
To do the rest of your job?
To do the rest of my job. But I want Caroline to tell everybody about this because I thought it was really good. And also, Caroline, if you'll talk a little bit about indoor air quality in terms of other things, too, like you know, off gassing from furniture and things that we bring into our house. I think that's also very important to hear about.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And Carolyn, I also want to ask you if you'll take questions from our Martha Stewart listeners, too, because I like to open up the phone lines whenever we have our trained professionals here so that you can answer questions. Is that okay, too?
Sure.
Okay, so 866-675-6675. It's 36 minutes after the hour. So let's talk about some of the stuff that Dr. Brent was speaking of.
Well, I think the biggest thing to talk about and discuss is that the asthma rate and allergy rate has just been growing in abundance. And we know that approximately just 20 million Americans suffer from asthma alone, and we know that more than 50 million people in the U.S. suffer from allergies. Mm-hmm. So I guess the biggest issue is, and how many people are sitting in their office right now or in their home and always have a stuffy nose, and they just say, oh, well, that's, I'm just used to that. That's just something that I have always had. And
it's what we do.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the question becomes, you know, it's a quality of life issue, too. Do we have to be suffering with those types of ailments? And from 1980 to 1996, the asthma rate increased 73.9%. So it's more than doubled in the last 10 years and then from 1980 on. So the biggest thing that we need to look at is, okay, what are ways that we can really examine our indoor air quality? Because we know the outdoor air, I think it was the University of California did some studies in their asthma center, and they found out that the outdoor air, we used to think that asthma was a real, and allergies were contributing to outside. Well, they found that the air was improving outside, but people were, the asthma rate was still growing.
Inside, eesh.
So okay. We know that there's a correlation between our indoor air environments and how we're feeling. So the Examinair kind of allows us that opportunity to test and see what's going on, and it's great for me as a consultant because someone can say to me, oh, I live in a clean house, and what's clean to them might not really be clean to what your body needs.
It's like, oh, no, you don't, and here's why. Ken is on the phone from Pennsylvania and has a question for you. We're talking with Caroline Blazovsky, National Healthy Home Expert and Certified Indoor Environmentalist, about air quality and things that you may not even know that you have in your home. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, this is Kenneth Keith Callenbach from Boothwyn, Pennsylvania. Hi, Caroline. I think I might have some mold in my house. I'm not sure. How do I get the test kit?
Okay, well, the first thing that you have to do is you can order the test kit, and what it does is, just like the doctor explained, it's basically going to pump some air into four cassettes, and that's going to tell us, give us a good indicator as to what's happening in your home. Then I get the results, and I go over it, and we're going to be looking for different types of mold spores. We have things that are more common to outdoor environments or common to a house, and then we have things called hydrophilic fungi, and hydrophilic fungi are things that are associated with water damage, and we don't like to see those inside of a house. So we can really get a good indication as to what's normal, because everywhere I could test mold anywhere and come back with it. That doesn't make it bad. Mm. What makes it bad is the concentration, the types of mold, and then also where it's located and the quantity of it. So go ahead.
I was going to ask you about these hidden toxins in your home. I mean, how do you know which ones are the good ones, and or how do you know which ones are okay to be in your
home? And that's what the test does. The test allows us, since we know as industry professionals the things that we're looking for and the types of molds that are more toxic. You hear about the Stachybotrys, that's one of the more toxic molds, and then you hear things like Cladosporium, which are much more common in almost every environment. So we need to look at those. In a normal house where you're having a good, like Brent's house, where you have good, your indoor air quality should match your outdoor, and it should be in that relationship or less than outside. And then when we start to see homes that have different types of mold species, or we start to see houses that have abundance, then we start to know that there's some sort of moisture problem. Controlling moisture is the biggest issue.
Is there a website they can go to for more information, too?
Sure. They can go to myhealthyhome.info. They can go to examinair.net. That's examinair.net. And there's a lot of great resources, too, if they want to go to the Center for Disease Control to learn about mold, or if they want to go to the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Those are also places where you can learn about, you know, what's causing asthma, symptoms of asthma and allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic illness that associated with asthma.
We're chatting with Caroline Blazovsky, National Healthy Home Expert and Certified Indoor Environmentalist, about just the stuff that's floating around your house. Mm. 40 minutes after the hour at Martha Stewart Living Radio and Morning Living at Sirius 112. Betsy Kretnik's got a question. I can see it in her eyeballs.
Well, I was thinking, you know, so many of our homes are older across the country. I'm wondering how much we can really do once we take a look at the report and say we do have not, you know, one of the highly toxic molds, but something less toxic, and it's but too high a level of it.
Okay, well, first off, being an older house versus a newer house is sort of a misconception. What's happened with building over the years now, we've gotten into a tight building envelope, and what's happened is the newer homes actually are so sealed. It's like if I always tell people, if I have vinyl siding, right? Vinyl siding's a big product now. Mm-hmm. If I seal you up in plastic, can you breathe? No. If I can seal you up in wood, can you breathe?
For
yes.
A few minutes.
For you. So the older homes actually breathe a lot better, and they have a lot better ventilation. So you can have higher concentrations of things, but your ventilation is compensating for that. In the newer homes, what's actually happened is they're so airtight that the concentrations build and build and build, and then people start to become asthmatic or have allergies or symptomology, chemical sensitivities, et cetera. So I, as in my profession, I prefer an old house.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that just because you have an old house doesn't necessarily mean that you have more mold or less mold. I've seen it work on both sides of the spectrum.
Mold everywhere.
Yeah. Give us three quick tips on what we should, you know, try to make sure that we're doing to cover this issue.
I think the biggest thing is dehumidification.
Wow.
We talk about humidity all the time. And when the humidity gets above 50%, it starts to provide a food source for these molds. So I picture mold just like I put you in a basement, and if I give you the right things, chocolate cake, water, you're going to be able to survive.
Oh, I'm never coming up then.
So molds are just very similar. They need food and water and air to grow. So when we start to cut back on those things, that's when we make them less viable. So the biggest thing is humidity. And I tell people, go down to your local hardware store, pick up a hygrometer, measure your humidity for a week, morning and night, and then you want to see where you're coming in. If you're coming in between that 30 and 50%, you're good to go. Hmm. If you're coming in at 55% and it starts creeping up, then you know you're going to have to start to dehumidify. And that's with dehumidifiers, or your HVAC guy can hook you up with some stuff that you may need, depending on what your conditions are. So that's huge. Controlling moisture is a big, big thing. The other thing you can do is, you know, make sure that you have an excellent HEPA vacuum. A lot of people, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on my vacuum.
Oh, it's so worth it.
It is, and most people don't know that. It is so worth it.
Yeah.
And you really...
Explain the vacuum.
Well, the point about having a good vacuum is that, especially with the HEPA filtration, there are a couple good vacuum companies out there, and they really make a product that, one, keeps the dust, mites, any kind of skin cell contained in the unit, and then also the HEPA vacs allowing you to have extra filtration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the problem is when people start to have carpets and things that trap a lot of dirt and, you know, skin cells and stuff like that, you can never get it out. So the better the sucking ability of the vacuum and the filtration, you're good to go.
Go get a good vacuum. We're talking with Caroline Blazovsky, National Healthy Home Expert and Certified Indoor Environmentalist, and also taking your questions and calls at 866-675-6675. Andrea from New York, you are on with Caroline. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in the process of renovating a home, and I wanted to know what types of steps could I take to be proactive to prevent some of the problems that you're discussing. Some of the building materials, I'm going to be doing mostly wood flooring. I'm going to be putting a Humidex in my basement. And I wanted to know if there are other things that I should be thinking about so that I could avoid some of these situations, since we are a family with allergies and asthma.
Well, first, as far as the remediation process goes, you want to make sure that, you know, anytime you're doing construction, that the remediation group or construction group that you're using is taking the right precautions. And that involves, you know, sealing areas that are going to be constructed, making sure you have proper ventilation, making sure you're bringing in positive pressure. And those are really key. So when people are selecting contractors, they really need to look at people who are certified and know how to do proper remediation and construction. That's the first thing that she needs to do. The second thing is... she sounds like she's, you know, she's putting in hardwood floors. She's staying away from carpeting. That's the key. Tile, any kind of hard surfaces that can thoroughly be cleaned, perfect. She also said, you know, if you have any basement issues, a Humidex is a dehumidification process. So that's, she's on board with that. You want to monitor those basement areas and really make sure that, you know, one, you don't have high humidity. And a lot of people, especially in the East Coast, like to finish basements, and the problem that we have here is that the water table is so high, and when you do that, the water may not necessarily be coming into your basement, but you're getting enough moisture to start growing mold and getting a musty smell. I'm a big proponent of not finishing basements. I had told Dr. Brent the same thing, that if you keep your basement cement and you keep it dry and you control the humidity, you're not going to have mold problems, and you're not going to have that moisture and the damp smells when you go into a basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, people like to use it as living space, and I really don't recommend it just based on other factors as well as, you know, moisture and humidity and mold.
Thank you, Caroline Blazovsky, for being with us. We appreciate you helping us make our house and home even healthier.
I appreciate you guys having me.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Stick close because Sandy Gluck is coming up, our food editor at